Hey, it's Murphy Houston. I get so excited when I read the fact Monster Jam is coming to the Ball Arena. It is. This is a serious competition. It's the Arena Championship Series West. And the winner of this one goes off to the big Monster Jam World events in Salt Lake City on July 4th. So it's coming to Ball Arena, February 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets available right now at Ticketmaster.com. And I like it even more when I can talk to one of the wild drivers that drive these great, huge vehicles. And I love it, really, when I can talk to a young lady like Ashley Sanford, who drives the Megalodon. Ashley, welcome to Cozy Radio. Excited about you coming to town next week.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I should hire you as my hype man. I am so excited to be heading back to Ball Arena. We cannot wait.
Well, you've been here before. You've been to Denver before, even though you're a California girl. You like Denver?
Oh, I love Denver. And the okay, let's just get right to it. Your guys' crowd energy, something about being in that Mile High State, you guys bring it. And that is so important for us drivers because – like you mentioned, this is a points competition. This is serious stuff right now. But one key contributor is every time we hit the floor, we feed off of the crowd's energy. And I totally remember you guys are fantastic. You guys are all about Monster Jam. So when you bring that energy, I hope everyone knows they're always in for a treat.
Well, you're right about that. I don't know. I haven't seen crowds anywhere else for Monster Jam, but I know here, and it's not just crazy guys with funny helmets on or whatever. It's family stuff. They bring the kids. They bring mom, and they're screaming and yelling, and I'm going, your heart's beating. And I'm not even in the cars, and you guys, my heart is beating watching it. I don't know how you do it, but how did you start, Ashley? How did you get into this crazy business?
Oh, I know. Not the typical career, but I'm a blessed girl. I grew up with my family in Southern California doing off-roading. Recreational sand drag racing is actually where it all started for me. And watching my dad compete in sand drags, which not many people know about. But, I mean, talk about backyard just racing, you know, throwing together whatever we could. But I grew up also a fan of Monster Jam and a fan of all kinds of different motorsports entities. And so at a young age, I just had that passion of wanting to go faster and make it to the big leagues with the big boys. And thankfully, my parents supported me, and my dad always saw that twinkle in my eye. And where others would be like, you're crazy for letting your daughter do this stuff, he absolutely believed in me and saw my passion for it. And so as I graduated high school, I knew I needed to continue pursuing this dream, and actually got to compete in NHRA drag racing. That was a major one for me. Wow. And went top fuel racing. I've been 323 miles per hour, but a major dream as well was getting to drive a Monster Jam truck. And so, I mean, it really has pinched me, a dream come true that I get to be in Megalodon, be competing on the Arena Series West with the competitors I'm with, because it is a dream come true.
Well, and I got to ask you, and I'm sure a lot of ladies are wondering, how was that breaking in? That's kind of an all-boy sport. I mean, how was it in the beginning when you were getting in with those guys?
Right? No, and hey, it's so real. And not going to say that it was completely easy, but once again, for the most part, I had my family's support. And I was taught at a young age, it doesn't matter who has the helmet on, the truck, the car, it knows no difference. And so I was instilled with that confidence. And I think, I mean, I know it absolutely helped me as far as getting into the business. You're definitely going to have your doubters and those who will say comments. But, you know, if you have that thick skin, you'll be just fine. And I got that thick skin.
Well, you must. We're talking with Ashley Sanford, Monster Jam car driver. I guess that's a big, massive car. You know what I'm talking about. It's Megalodon, which is huge. And I got to ask you, what advice would you give to kids who want to become a Monster Jam driver such as yourself?
Yeah, no, I mean, Megalodon, the 12,000-pound beast, little old me from Southern California, people are like, how do you make it happen? And, you know, and it's anyone can do it. And I love talking about this, and I truly know it in my heart because I, you know, I'm living this dream come true. But when we have desires, when we have passions that, you know, whether wake you up in the morning or keep you up at night, that is in your heart for a reason, and you need to chase that. And that's how I always felt about driving. And so I, you know, reached out to those I needed to reach out to, and it was a long process. You know, the blood, sweat, and tears are also real in making your dreams come true as well. But, you know, it starts in your heart, and if you believe in yourself, it'll all come true.
Well, you've done that for sure, Ashley. We're looking forward to seeing you. Will you be in the pits on Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, yes, for my favorite pit party.
Yes.
Everyone gets to come on the floor, meet the trucks, meet the drivers.
And
it gets
cool.
me amped up getting to meet the people who will be cheering us on. So I can't wait.
I'll bring my grandson down there. He's a huge fan. I'll come down and we'll say hi to you on Saturday, probably.
Oh,
that'll be good. So what it is, it's Monster Jam, the big event at the Arena Championship Series West gets to the championship. It's going to be at the Ball Arena, and it's there February 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets available right now at Ticketmaster.com. Ashley, good luck. We look forward to seeing you coming to Denver and Ball Arena.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you there.